Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Ben. Welcome yourself and welcome to our entire class across this great country and across the world. And Vince, today, I don't know if you asked for it or how this happened, but today we have a class that you are going to love.
It's about time.
Yeah, well, I'm up for review in 2 weeks, so I figured it was time to be nice to the head instructor.
Okay.
So, no, you're going to love this class, Vince. We're going to talk about EV cars and specifically EV self-driving cars and even more specifically self-driving cars that are being abandoned, projects canceled because, Vince, they don't work. And I think that's something you've been saying for a while. Or let me revise this. They work badly, right? It's worse than not working. They work badly. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about what we had brought up previously, and we're going to get more into it, that Germany's dismantling wind farms, but even more intense than that, another country in Europe, Sweden, has just scrapped their environmental ministry. What's up with that? And then if that's not enough, Vince, you had asked me on a previous class, what's going on with the plunge protection team? I thought that was just an acronym that people joked about, but it turns out there really is a plunge protection team. I'll describe for class exactly what it is and what they do. It might not be what you think, but it does exist. So there you have
it. Yeah, and there was a meeting of the plunge protection team, and the market jumped. It absolutely jumped. Those guys got in there, and they meet with the president. They say what they're going to do and how they're going to convince us that things are okay and reassure us by, you know, the market average is going up. That's when people get really worried. So they manipulate the market. Bert, back to you.
Well, I don't want to burst your bubble, but I honestly don't think our current president has that much power. In fact, I don't think he controls anything. I don't think he really knows what's going on. I don't think he knows what he's saying half the time. Let me take that back. I don't think he knows what he's saying any of the time. What the plunge? So let's get right into it. The plunge protection team is known as the Working Group on Financial Markets, and they do meet and they do discuss moves in the market. But do they really have control? Because Wall Street is so diverse right now. Yes, you have the big banks. Those are controlled by people that have controlled them for years. We have those. But we have new hedge funds, money from all over the world. By the way, the dollar has been surging. It's just kind of a strange effect of the Fed's interest rate increase. You've heard of the saying, cleanest dish in a bad washing machine or clean a shirt in the bad laundry. Well, U.S. has really been the best place to invest, as bad as it's been in some ways. And people have been flocking to our bonds, and that's caused the dollar to go up. So I don't want to get sidetracked, but money's has been coming into the U.S. and so it's a very diverse investment environment. And as I explained to another instructor the last time I was on last week, the majority of trades that occur on Wall Street are actually computers fighting against other computers to make a sliver of a penny on a trade thousands or millions of times to add up. And that's actually the majority of the trades on Wall Street. So I don't think it's so much manipulation as it is there's trends that happen that computers pick up on the trends. Obviously, human emotion is still involved, and it triggers these events. Human psychology is a powerful force, you know, fear and greed on the markets, and a lot of technical analysis basically just looks at what the human emotion is doing. They look at charts, and they don't even pay attention to the fundamentals of the companies or the economy. They're chart readers. So I guess I'm giving you a long-winded answer, Vince, that I'm not so sure there's manipulation. In fact, if there's manipulation, our Federal Reserve Board, and I don't necessarily agree with what they've been doing, but they've been purposely raising interest rates furiously to bring down asset prices, and in particular the stock market. So so there you have it. I really think there's a lot of forces at play, and what we see at any given day is a culmination of all those forces.
Okay, so the Plunge Protection Team was established in 1988. And it was designed to provide recommendations to the U.S. president during turbulent times. It is a group of people who meet when they deem it necessary. And it is headed by the Secretary of the Treasury. There are other members of this group. And included in this group is the chair of the governors, the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, the chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the chair of the Commodities Future Trading Commission. And or their designees to represent them. And the idea is to smooth out rough times, smooth out concerns. But I believe it's been abused, and I do stand by the market being manipulated. There's no question in my mind that the markets, whether they be the gold, silver, commodities, big board, little board, NASDAQ, there's no question in my mind that they are manipulated. I believe they certainly are. And that's just my opinion. Med class, don't believe anything. Don't believe anything I say. I have not one single share of stock in any company. I wouldn't trust my money to be managed by anyone. Literally. I wouldn't. So those are my opinions, Bert. And so the term PPT, Plunge Protection Team, was coined by the Washington Post. That was their official, affectionate name for this group of criminals. Back to you.
Yeah, and Vince, in previous market crashes, we're going back to the crash of 87, there were meetings, and these guys did step in, and they did try and get Wall Street firms to come in and buy, and they were trying to do something. I think 87 stands out. And, you know, maybe they did, because that crash didn't really last. That was kind of a blip. But market is much more diverse today. And I guess what I'm saying is to a lot of people that think there's all kinds of manipulation and coercion, certainly, you know, it's capitalist to try. When a big institution goes in and starts accumulating stock in a company, of course they're manipulating it. They want it to go up. They want to take a sizable percent of the company and make a lot of money. But I don't think it's like the days of the old robber barons and big guys on Wall Street that could, you know, get together.
Wait. Before you continue anymore, Joe has a son named Hunter, and he was working with foreign countries to get them to participate in energy companies. That's market manipulation.
Oh, that's correct. They were guilty of criminal behavior.
Right. What I'm saying is one phone call from somebody in a significantly high office can do a lot of things to sway the markets, move the markets, move products, stop products. As a matter of fact, one of the things that's happened is Russia stopping the export of oil to the United States is causing a diesel fuel shortage in the Northeast. That's one of the things that's happened. It's not the only thing that's happened to cause this diesel fuel shortage. That's something that I want to talk with you about a little later in today's class. It's for real, it's serious, and it's making mainstream news. So there is a diesel fuel crisis. It was man-made by, well, we can get into it right now if you want, but here are the headlines. I know this is a little off in a tangent, but headlines, Daily Mail, quote, "Some cities may run dry for a few days. Diesel supplier warns businesses on the U.S. East Coast to prepare for diesel shortage after Russia cut off imports." Goes on to say, I'm quoting, everything I said was a quote there. "Mansfield Energy issued the advisory to make sure companies are prepared. Businesses have been told to take steps to plan for potential lack of supply. Main reason for the shortage is Russia cutting off," well, they say imports, they mean exports of diesel to the U.S. "Also caused by high distillate demand, refinery maintenance, and lower capacity," end quote. So really what happened was that plus there have been some refineries that have had explosions on the East Coast and the West Coast. They took them out, and they haven't totally been repaired. Other refineries have been not profitable, so they've been taken out of production. 700,000 barrels per day of petroleum and petroleum products were removed from the market because Russia said they weren't going to sell to us. And the reduced capacity because we're shifting production and refining to renewable type things,
yeah,
like
and
oil.
Just to be clear, Russia's not selling us crude oil. They don't sell us diesel.
Russia sells us finished products, finished refinery products.
To the U.S.? Okay. I mean, I'll stand corrected if that's true, but because I know the U.S. on a whole actually is a net exporter of refined products.
Well, that's a really weird thing, Bert, that we export it and we import it. I mean, we've got ships coming and going, and so our crude is leaving and other crude's coming back. Our refined products are going out and refined products are coming back. I don't get it. I think we ought to just stop it. Just stop it. Stop wasting the fuel shipping across the ocean. Just we keep ours, they keep theirs. And
well,
we make do with what we have, and so do they.
Well, we need more refineries so we can have more competition and more supply.
We need to use less, in my opinion. We need to use less. Absolutely, we need to use less. And that was one of the things I wanted to talk about today. There were some terms that were used when I was growing up, like gung-ho. What happened to that? And overhaul engines. What happened to that? We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They gave did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. You know, Bert, you mentioned you might stand corrected. No need to do that. I'll tell you why. Who knows what's true? Who knows? You know, maybe my research is wrong. Maybe I'm reading bogus articles. Maybe you're reading bogus articles. Maybe the class, you can't believe anything. You can't believe anything. So you might absolutely be correct. And so might I. I mean, we don't know. We really don't know. So one thing, class, let's not take calls today. I know Bert has a full syllabus, and the last time he was on, which was on Friday, we didn't get to any of the items that he was going to talk about. So I know he has a lot to say today, and I've got some comments as well. So no calls today, please. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so then this story is going to be one you're going to really appreciate. Friday, Wired Magazine headline story by Arian Marshall, October 28th, 8 a.m. Ford abandons the self-driving road to nowhere. Ford and Volkswagen abandon a $4 billion investment to self-driving car Argo. They're shutting it down. They said they'll take the technology to use themselves as appropriate, but basically, they don't quite say it this way, but the car didn't work. It didn't work. And, or as I said before, it worked badly. So they're taking a multi-billion dollar loss and basically writing it off. And I think the other self-driving cars are going to think hard about their own projects. But looks like it's abandoned. And, well, there you have it. You don't sound too upset, Vince.
Well, of course it won't work. I'll tell you why. I remember, Bert, would it be okay if I talked about, a golf bag that we were talking about maybe 30 years ago? Would it be all right if I talked about that?
Is that the self-driving golf bag I was working on?
Yeah.
I was working on a project. I was my company was hired, contracted to design the electronics for a golf bag that would hold two sets of golf and would basically follow that. And I guess you had to pick which one of the two because you kind of pair up in golf and usually play a foursome privately, but it would follow one of the golfers around on the golf course electronically.
Yeah, so, Clarence, here's what Bert was working on. And just to illustrate the kind of problems. So you have this golf bag, and normally you'd have a caddy carry for you. I guess, you know, the elite would do that. And or you'd have a golf bag with wheels and a little handle, and you just pull it behind you so you don't have to lift the weight. The idea was to have one with wheels and a key fob that would communicate with the golf bag. And the idea was it would follow you, but it had to know how far to get behind you. But not too close, because you'd bump into it and you wouldn't be able to swing. Not too far, because you'd have to walk too far to get your clubs. So it had to know how far to be behind you. And then if you walked around a tree, it had to know that it can't take the straight line. It'd have to look out for the tree, and it would have to look out for the sand traps, and it would have to look out for other people. So it would have to have sensors 360 degrees, so it would know which way to go, where to go, who to follow, and how and the distance to maintain. I mean, it was complicated.
Vince, that
and water.
Well, it had more electronics, I used to say, than an F-18 electronic warfare jamming pod. I mean, it had GPS, it had ultraviolet, infrared, it had a wireless LAN, and so basically it had to follow. You'd push a button on your key fob, it had to follow you around, but it also had to know the terrain of the golf course. It had to know where the paths were. It had to have optical recognition, so it could determine a path versus the grass. The last thing, you know, it's a no-no, Vince, in golf to ever put your bags on the green. So you certainly don't want a self-driving bag to go follow you up across the green. So that was its demise. It was so freaking complicated, but it was fun to work on.
Yeah, and that is why I know that self-driving cars just can't make it. It's too complicated.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea's police chief admitted a heavy responsibility for failing to prevent a crowd surge over the weekend that killed more than 150 people during Halloween festivities in Seoul. The chief revealed Tuesday that officers did not effectively handle earlier emergency calls about the looming disaster. Republicans in Ohio are promoting a measure on the November 8th ballot that would prohibit non-citizens from voting in local elections, fighting back against foreign influence in our elections. If passed, it would make Ohio the seventh state to take such a stance. U.S. central bankers' 19 policymakers are expected to keep their inflation fight in a full court press this week. The outcome of the central bank's policy meeting this week is not in doubt. It will raise rates by 0.75 percentage point for the fourth straight time, bringing the target lending rate to 3.75 to 4% range. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, no calls today, please. We've got a full syllabus. Bert, when I was younger, before you and I met, I developed allergies. And I still have the same allergies. I am allergic to complicated, unmanageable things. Sophisticated things that are just so complicated that you can't live with them. So I have a tremendous allergy to them. And I look at things through that lens sometimes. And that tells me that these self-driving vehicles are unmanageable, unmaintainable, and are deadly. They will run over animals. They will run off the road. They'll crash into things. And the problem is that so far there is immunity from criminal prosecution for those who make these things, like Elon Musk. Back to you.
Well, remember, self-driving is just one aspect of Tesla's. So I wouldn't necessarily say, you know, Elon is the big driving force behind self-driving. But
are you serious? Wait, are you serious? You don't think Elon is the big force behind self-driving?
He probably has a force. He's a force, Vince. Uh-huh. Not. Okay. Remember,
well, all right, so
Elon's got five other companies now.
Yeah, well, think about this. Think about this. Why is it that my insurance rates for our farm went up because there was a tornado in Joplin? So they said, well, you know, your insurance went from $1,000 to $2,000 to $3,000 a year for your farm. And I questioned it. I was livid. And they said, well, it's Joplin. I said, well, is my farm in Joplin? They said, no. But because we insure, you know, across Missouri, the costs get spread to everybody, and you get your fair share. So your farm policy, you know, doubled and tripled and quadrupled in terms of cost. So when I look at Teslas and I look at how they catch on fire and I look at how they crash into people, places, and things, and I look at the damage that they do, I know that I'm going to get to pay my fair share. And it frosts me. It angers me. And I don't even know if I can stand it. Seriously. It's expensive to me to have people drive Teslas. And they don't even know that I'm paying for their carelessness and recklessness of buying those crazy things, like Teslas. Just my opinion. Bert, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, this is just Bert's view, but I think my guess is that Tesla is probably going to back off on their self-driving technology. Because if nothing else, there's going to be liability. I mean, you mentioned insurance. Well, there's costs to that, and I think at some point they're going to back off and, you know, maybe give it 10 or 20 years to figure out how to come back, and maybe we can have some new technology at that point. But it's pretty clear from, you know, just the accidents that we've already had, things getting run over, and then this big move with Ford and Volkswagen, that we're just not ready for it now, and it's too dangerous. So we'll see what happens.
I think Elon is learning about that. I think when he bought Twitter, he found out how complicated it was with these bots and these false accounts, etc. And I think he found out how complicated the employee roles had become, how sophisticated. And he brought in a sink to corporate headquarters of Twitter. Literally, he brought in a porcelain bathroom sink, and he said, let this sink in. And he let the employees know that they were summarily fired, and he's going to fire some more. He fired the top brass. He got rid of the board. I mean, good for him. Good for him. So what I'm saying is he figured out what an allergic reaction is to complication. Meaning complexity, meaning too many sensors, meaning too many moving parts, meaning too much overhead. And he simplified, and he's continuing to simplify Twitter by pink slips, firing people. Good for him. Good for him. Now, maybe if he would just back off on the self-driving aspects and the electric cars, I might even support him for president if he promised to do the same thing to the federal government that he did to Twitter. I hear silence.
No, you know, it's every day we hear something fascinating. What's going on with Twitter? I'm wondering what happens if everybody gets laid off. Can you run Twitter with computers? It'd be interesting.
Why not? What do you need all these people for?
Well,
I mean, you need some programmers.
Yeah.
Bert, when I was in banking. When I was in banking, there's like, I had a really small department. I wanted a really small department. I wanted a department in one room, no cubicles, just desks. One room with just desks. And I put my entire team in there, and I wanted everybody to hear everything. So if someone wanted to eavesdrop on a phone call that someone else was having, you know, not line tap, but, you know, if we were talking to a vendor, if we were talking to a technician, if we were talking to somebody from the company that manufactured a computer product that we needed to know, I wanted everybody to know what was happening. I wanted a small team, really small, no secrets. And you know what? It worked. It absolutely worked. So do you need all these people? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I think it's wonderful what he's doing. We have too much bloat. If you go to the federal government and you have to go there for whatever reason you have to go there, no one can make a decision. All they can do is read the rules and say, well, here's what it says. No, we can't do that because it says this. All they can do is enforce. Okay. So they have a bunch of enforcers. And if they're not really sure what to enforce, they call other people in to help them decide how to enforce. We don't need all these people. We really don't. Back to you.
Yeah. No, I agree. So it's going to be interesting to see how Tesla evolves and what the actual management structure of the company is. And as you said, you do need programmers because we haven't yet figured out how to have computers do creative programming. But most of the other things, they basically had a higher employee count than almost any other company in social media or, you know, any of the other kind of, media-related tech companies. So there's no question it was bloated. How did they survive with that bloat? Hard to say because, you know, that was a huge payroll. I'm sure Elon looked at the accounting before he purchased it. It's pretty well known now he overpaid. But we'll see what happens, Vince. But, speaking of San Francisco, the one auto-driving company that is not shut down yet is Waymo. And, Vince, I don't want to disturb you, but it turns out San Francisco has just given Waymo approval to take the driver out of their auto-driving taxi. So they used to have a safety driver, and San Francisco has said, you know what, you can get rid of the safety driver now and have your fleet run rampant through San Francisco. Now, they do have somebody sitting either in the passenger seat or the back who's a technician who's just collecting data, but he's not a driver. So going the other direction from everyone else shutting down or scaling back, Waymo has gone to the next step and unleashed cars with no safety drivers throughout the streets of San Francisco. So where do you think that's going to go, Vince?
I'm all upset. You know, while you're saying that, I was looking up what company makes Louisville Sluggers, you know, the baseball bats, and I was going to make an exception and buy stock in Louisville Sluggers because I think they're going to be really popular in San Francisco. People are just going to go up to these Waymo self-driving vehicles that get stuck in block intersections and block roads and block emergency ambulances and things like that because they need to be rebooted, meaning the car needs to be rebooted. And they get confused or they run into people, places, and things. But the factory that makes Louisville Sluggers closed. So I can't buy those wooden baseball bats that I think people are going to want to buy, carry around with them, and clear the intersections.
Well, interesting concept.
I'm serious. I think people are going to do is they're going to get so angry at these Tesla self-driving cars, the electric cars that are going to take down the power grid. Just mark my words. I believe that's going to happen. This idiot who runs the United States. Did you hit my button today? No, I think I did. I think I hit it all by myself. So this idiot that's running the United States Postal Service is buying all of these electric postal vehicles, unbelievable, like 10,000 of them. 10,000. and to improve gas mileage, he's buying 50,000 vehicles that are gas-powered, and they're going to get way better mileage. They're going to get like less than 1 mile per gallon better. So we're getting rid of these fleet of electric, of the older gas-powered mail trucks for these new versions. And the new versions have a windshield that is like the full width and twice as high, maybe three times as tall. This windshield's got to be a $2,000 windshield. It's unbelievable what is happening. The squandering of money in the billions of dollars. We can't afford it. We don't need it. It doesn't work. And to just put the icing on the cake, I sent a funeral card this morning. Someone bought it from us on eBay, a Nazi funeral card. And these are death cards that this picture of the soldier was taking, before he's killed. You know, mom and dad are all proud that their son's going to be, a Nazi, and he's going to fix Germany, and Germany's going to take over the world. And so this picture was taken. And then when he gets killed, that picture of him in his uniform, all spiffy, gets printed. And at the funeral, they are available for friends and family to take as remembrances of the fallen soldier for his country, Germany. Well, I sold one this morning, and I shipped it to California. Now, this is 1 ounce. 1 ounce. 1 ounce United States postal rate right now is $3. I'm sorry. Excuse me. First class postage service for a small package, just like a little padded envelope, the size of when you get a bill in, $4.80 and up. And I got the "and up" part because it was $4.88 to ship 1 ounce from Missouri to California. That's because we have the new improved postal rate because, what heck, it's the holiday season. Are people sending out Christmas cards anymore? I think that's kind of a waning tradition. I don't think people are doing that so much anymore. I wonder why. I guess it's because of the new improved postage costs. Bert, everything's broken. Everything.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Vinny's coming unglued today. Hey, Bert, you're quite uniquely qualified to answer this question.
Uh-oh.
Well, we've known each other since maybe 1972, 50 years. Have I always been like this? Or is this like an improvement?
Yeah, probably 73, something. Anyway, 73, 74. Pretty much. I think the only thing that's changed is the vehicles you drive.
What do you mean?
Well, you used to drive fast sports cars. Now you drive trucks and John Deere machines.
Oh, okay. Okay, so vehicles with bigger tires. Okay. All right. You know what it is, Bert? I think I'm looking at so many things going wrong. Waymo doesn't make any sense to me. So I have a technician in the back seat. Why not in the front seat? Why not behind the steering wheel, right? Twitter, we find out that there are algorithms that shape people's opinions because they're addicted to, these tweets. Bert, there are people who are intelligent, allegedly. And they get behind their Tesla, and they're in the fast lane of a highway and interstate, and they're going along at 60, 65, 70 miles an hour, and they put on the autopilot, and they think that everything's going to be okay. Then the vehicle crashes into the back of a semi, and they die. I mean, I'm not making this up. These things have happened. These self-driving autopilot Teslas have crashed into the back of police cars that are rendering assistance to a motorist who's having a problem. There are Teslas that have crashed into bridge abutments. There are Teslas that have crashed into concrete barriers. There are Teslas that have crashed into stopped 18-wheelers. And there are Teslas that have caught on fire. What was that?
Who won in that crash?
The 18-wheeler. And of course, those 18-wheelers, the back step, the back little bumper that lets them know that, you know, they can stop accelerating in going in reverse when they're backing into an unloading dock.
Right.
What happens is they slide that bar, that horizontal bar, slices off the roof. You know, heck, weren't you and I at Watkins Glen when we were standing by the by an S curve and there was a guardrail there and the driver lost control and the car went under the guardrail and the helmet went over the guardrail with the guy's head in it?
I was at the next year's Watkins Glen with you. That was you and our other roommate at the time.
Okay. All right. So, Bert, it doesn't look like anything's working. I mean, I can't find anything that makes any sense to me. I just can't. Bert, I got a letter in front of me. I know I'm rambling. So I've got this letter, and it came, I was telling Jason about it. And this company called Vacant Land USA, LLC. They're in, allegedly, in Sanford, North Carolina. They sent me this letter, and it has a reference number. And it has my name, and it's got machine-readable code on it. And it says, it doesn't even say dear. It just says my name, my wife's name, and our post office box. We would like to purchase your 81-acre land in Wright County with the parcel number. The source of your ownership record is from Wright County Assessor, and this information is public record and available to anyone who requests it. Our offer for the property is $61,335.63. Now, our farm is 241 acres. They want to buy 81 of it. Okay? And they're offering us $757.20 per acre. What do you think about that? You think we should sell?
No.
This, when I opened this, smoke was coming out of my ears. And I'll tell you why. Because I know what these turkeys are doing. They are sending these letters hoping that some widow who just lost her husband is trying to figure out how she's going to keep the farm. You know, some senior citizen, how am I going to keep the farm? You know, the cows, the fencing, all the stuff that my husband used to do. What am I going to do? And they get an offer that is ridiculously low, like 20% of what the land is worth, maybe 20%. Guys, don't believe anything I say. This is a form letter preying on people who are in distress. It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage. And I'm frosted. Vacant Land USA Limited Liability Corporation, Sanford, North Carolina. Simply call 314-328-6440. 314-328-6440. 314-328-6440. Bert and I will be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.